Bible reading number 244, Mark 5, verses 21 through 42. The woman with the bleeding sore and Jairus' daughter. After Jesus went back across Lake Galilee in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered together near him. He was beside the lake. A man named Jairus came too. He was one of the rulers of the synagogue. When Jairus saw Jesus, he fell down at Jesus' feet, asking for many things. He said, "My little girl is dying. Please come and put your hand on her so that she will be all right and live." Jesus left with Jairus. A large crowd was following Jesus. They were bumping up against him. There was a woman who had a sore which had been bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered much. Many doctors had tried to help her. She had spent all the money she had, but she was not getting any better, only worse. She had heard things about Jesus, so she went behind Jesus in the crowd and touched his robe. She was thinking this, "If I could just touch his clothes, I would be made well." Instantly, the source of her bleeding was dried up. In her body, she felt that she had been healed of the disease. Immediately, Jesus knew within himself that power had left him. He turned to the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Jesus' followers said to him, "You see the crowd. The people are pressing up against you. Yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus continued to look around to see who had done this. The woman was afraid. She was trembling. She knew what had happened to her. She came and bowed down to Jesus. Then she told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Dear woman, you are made well because you believed. Go in peace. Be healed from your disease." While Jesus was still talking, some people came from the house of the synagogue ruler. They said, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher anymore?" When Jesus overheard this message, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." Jesus did not allow anyone to go with him, only Peter, James, and John. James and John were brothers. They went into the synagogue ruler's house. Jesus saw that there was confusion. Many people were crying loudly and showing great sadness. Jesus went and said to them, "Why are you making so much noise and crying? The child is not dead. She is only sleeping." They laughed at Jesus. After he made them all leave, Jesus took along the child's father and mother and those who were with Jesus. He went into the room where the child was. Jesus held the child's hand and said to her, "Talitha kum." This means, "Little girl, I tell you, get up." Immediately, the little girl stood up and began walking around. She was 12 years old. They were totally shocked. Jesus gave them many strong warnings. "Don't make this known to anyone." Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat.